The Boggart by Susan Cooper, read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. The little boat crept closer over the grey-green water of the loch. Tommy could hear the slow creaking of the rowlocks and see the white hair of the lean old man bent over the oars. His father said the MacDevon was 100 years old, but Tommy had never had the courage to ask if it were true. The MacDevon was a clan chief, the last of his line, and you didn't ask a clan chief a question like that.
Good day, Mr. MacDevon. He caught the bow of the dinghy as it crunched into the small stones of the beach.
This was a weekly ritual, the old man's shopping trip from the island of Castle Keep.
Aye, said the MacDevon in his soft, rusty voice.
Have you not brought Fergus?
Tommy was astonished. The old man never went anywhere without his dog.
Fergus is old and tired, Thomas, like his master.
The MacDevon stepped over the side of the dinghy, lifting his big rubber boots as if they were too heavy for him. Out of the boat he took a deep shopping basket, woven of wicker, grey-brown with age. Then he walked carefully up the beach towards the village store, in which Tommy's mother struggled to fill all at once the jobs of grocer, bookseller, fruiterer, postmistress, and occasionally, if Tommy went fishing, fishmonger. She used her son as delivery boy, though he preferred the fishing. Tommy tugged the dinghy further up the beach and looked out over the water to the MacDevon's island. It was no more than a rock, really. A grass-skinned slab from which the square grey bulk of Castle Keep rose like a box of stone. The castle's grey sides were streaked yellow with lichen. There were only a few windows, and those cut so small against attack from long-ago invaders or the everlasting...